Joe Jobin says he is running for the seat in Nipissing in the June 2 provincial election because he believes he has certain abilities and gifts that he can use to support a party that truly cares about the people of Ontario. Jobin tells Beta Day that party is the Ontario Party, a party not afraid to stand up to corruption and misuse of power. Jobin says he splits his time between homes in Havelock, Aunt, and Thorn, located in the Nipissing riding. He is a husband, father of four, grandfather of six, and an ordained pastor who also ran a successful cleaning business for 20 years. The Ontario Party is a true conservative party concerned for freedom, families, and faith of the good people of Ontario, says Jobin. Party officials say Jobin brings a vast amount of varied but extremely valuable experience to his bid for election. We are proud to have such an amazing candidate. He will make an incredible MPP. Jobin says he is most passionate about the welfare and the future of our youth. I would like to see the education system reformed on several fronts. Better quality academics and a proper reform to the sex education being taught in the public schools. For example, gender identity and transgender sex ed need to be scrapped from the public schools, as children are too young to be making decisions that they are not mentally or emotionally equipped to make at that stage of their lives. Premier Ford promised to scrap what he called a Marxist sex ed curriculum and replace it with a better one. But all he did was replace it with a similar one. Jobin feels strongly parents should play a larger role over educators in guiding their children on moral issues, including their sexual orientation. He adds he is very concerned that those who act in government authority now do so in complete disregard for the future of our children, and is running under the banner of the Ontario Party to stand up against this corruption and to restore freedom and prosperity for all in Ontario. See more Beta Day 2022 Ontario election coverage. Here Jobin sees a bleak economic future for Ontarians unless deficits incurred by the previous governments are addressed. He says the Ford government's most recent outrageous budget proposal will continue to systematically erode away the middle class, causing a burden of poverty that will be placed on generations to come. Jobin says he would like to challenge what happened over this four-year term regarding the deficit incurred by the previous Liberal government that Ford promised to fix. But he broke his promise by offering a budget that will put Ontario into a deeper deficit of $20 billion. The PC budget proposal will only dig a debt hole so deep that it will further bring the average Ontarian into poverty, adds Jobin. Jobin is critical of the Ford government's handling of the COVID-19 pandemic, especially its use of the Emergencies Act. I would like to see policies and laws changed in order to prevent the overreach that the Ford government has exercised during the COVID-19 crisis. We need to exorcise this runaway train deficit and overreach of power by removing this so-called conservative government, along with Ford's draconian measures. Measures that do not reflect democracy at all. Jobin says he believes deeply in democracy and advises it must be preserved and fought for with vigilance in order to maintain the intrinsic values of freedom, family, and faith that have made Ontario a great province. The Ontario Party truly cares about the good people of Ontario and is willing to stand up for true conservative values based on Canada's Charter of Rights and Freedoms.